good, Harry. Thanks for that. That helped me out quite a bit, actually. And I do appreciate you coming back to me on that, because I was kind of needing some clarification on that. I appreciate it. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM. And one more question. If an antenna is resonant on 80 meters, wouldn't it also be resonant on 160 meters due to harmonics?
On 160 meters, it is going to be half long enough. And probably what you're going to see is all your radio is going to, and your tuner are going to struggle to get that impedance to match up. On receive, you might not notice it. I've got a 20-foot inverted, or not inverted, but I have got a 20-foot off-center-fed vertical dipole that I use sometimes. It's kind of fun to play with something weird. It's basically made out of tent poles, and it's only 20 feet long. It works 6 meters up through 30 meters. The tuner handles it fairly well. 40 meters, the tuner will tune it. The SWR it indicates is above 2.5, but and I've worked maybe a half a dozen contacts on 40 meters. Now, I've got 50 states and 50-some countries on that antenna on the higher frequency bands. The tuner will not touch it on 160 meters. I think I hooked a VNA up to it, and the SWR is somewhere pushing a three-digit number. 20 feet of antenna is not enough for 160 meters, so no, it's not going to be resonant. Now, if you had a 160-meter antenna, you can look at those odds coming back down the other way, so when you get to 10 meters with a 160-meter wire, it's going to be whatever that multiple is, three or four times, you know, half wavelengths, and it will work. Your radiation pattern is going to be kind of weird. It may look like a bowl of grapes turned upside down, but it'll still work.
I understood that. That makes sense, too. Alrighty. Thanks for satisfying my curiosity on that. I appreciate the clarification. I was wondering if that would be the case or not.
Yeah, it works in one direction, but not real well in the other. Now, you can play with some things, and you know they're all kinds of short antennas and stuff like that. But for 160 meters, you're gonna need some wind. That antenna that I described earlier with the loading coils, and it's got two coils on each side, it's still 130 some feet long. But then again, a halfway 160 meter antenna, I don't know what that is, but it's a whole lot longer than 130 feet. The sacrifice that you give up is the bandwidth on 160 meters is somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 or 80 kilohertz, whereas if it were a true resonant antenna, the bandwidth would be a whole lot broader than that. But I let my tuner handle all of that, and I like Hawaii and Alaska for worked all states on 160 meters with that antenna. So again, play with it and see what works. KC4EZN.
I appreciate you coming back to me on that. That helps me out a whole lot. Thank you, Harry. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM.
OLK, I was listening into all that. Appreciate the information. It was very interesting. Appreciate the time. Be saying 7-3s and closing down for the night. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Have a good one, too. 73s to you. And thanks for checking in with me tonight. I don't think I've had you check in with me before.
Yeah, 9 o'clock rolls around, I find myself buried in something and busy, and next thing I know it's midnight and I've missed it. So staying busy and just missing it, not because I don't want to, it's just life's busy right now.
And that usually by the time 9 o'clock gets here, I'm either falling asleep or already asleep. Lee and Harry have had some interesting conversations about that in the past. I'm just a young fella, but for some reason I get tired after working all day. I don't know what it is, but yep, I completely understand how you feel about that.
It doesn't get any better as you get older. I can know that from experience. It's KO4OLK.
Yep. KO4OLK, KJ4WZM. That was night. Steven and Harry. I'm going to go ahead and make one last call. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KJ4WZM or net control. That wraps it up for the night. My net report ready to go. KZM now securing the Blue Ocean Internet. Okay, thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal AMSU use. 73s to everybody, and good night.
KJ. 4
KO4 EXB. I checked in. You're one of those 56. Sorry, I didn't recognize you sooner.
I didn't want to get on to you here because for some reason I had to find out what was wrong with my Valvoline radio. It would just cut in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, and it was just getting beyond irritating. So I reset it a couple of times. Reset the offset frequency and had to actually change the bandwidth to narrow instead of wide like it was, and now I'm receiving constant signal. So I'll see how you're copying this station.
No problem. You have some white noise on just because of it being a HT, but that's it. What kind of radio is it?
The Valvoline 5 UVR or something to that effect. Is I don't have a light on in the room or enough where I can see the brand, the actual model number of the radio, but it is definitely a Valvoline.
I was unaware that they actually had a bandwidth selection. I'm used to seeing it on the radio that I have. I have one of those Anytone radios that's digital and analog both. So that one there has bandwidth selection, but I didn't know that the Valvoline radios did it too.
Does. It'll do UHF, VHF, it'll do wideband, narrow, and wideband, narrow. So it's a pretty decent little radio. I said, yeah, I'm going to give me one of the Anytones. I had one, but I had to turn it back into the unit because they want to keep them, you know, on site, which may not make any sense, but so be it. So I'm definitely looking to get a radio for to put in my house. I've got a JZ-2980R from a truck.
Okay, I had one of those Anytone radios. I have two of them now, but I had one of them. I accidentally left it out in a rainstorm. When I found it the next day, the radio itself was actually in a mud puddle, completely underwater. The entire radio was fully submerged. And as far as I know, it doesn't have a waterproof rating. Well, about a month later, the radio finally started working again. And everything is okay on it, except I believe the finals on UHF are blowed out. I can't get it to work right on 70 centimeters. It has the appearance of working properly, but best I can tell, my signal strength is maybe a couple of milliwatts, and that's it. But on 2 meters, it works fine. Just on 70 centimeters, and on the FRS, GMRS frequencies, it is definitely below 1 watt of power. It's very, very, very weak.
Hello, WWZ.
And along the thoughts on that, to the fact that in the military, I was one of the radio communications repairmen. When radios get water and like that, get the covers off, check the contacts, especially when they get wet, those contacts get mud, dirt. If they're laying up on the circuit, it will definitely cause the circuit to heat up and not work as well as you're supposed to, but I'm not sure how much you can get down into the circuit board.
I've now had it a few years, so any kind of warranty it had is gone. So I can probably safely take that thing apart and see what I can find. I just haven't done it, especially since it, for the most part, went back into working order again. But I'll get back to you in a second, Chandler. I know you're in there. But do you still work on radios, Lloyd? Do you still do that? Would you like to look at this thing?
It looks easy enough to get to the components down inside of it. I just normally take a pencil eraser and just clean off the contacts and make sure that they're nice and clean the way they're supposed to be.
Definitely, I'll look at it, and if I can figure anything out, I'll definitely let you know.
If it ain't raining, we ain't training. So radios were always getting wet, and we were taking the covers off and getting down into the components. So there, the components pretty much just slid out all as one unit, and then the metal casing was.
Well, thanks for letting me know about that.
KO4BXB, you're most welcome.
Are you hanging around for a while, or are you gone?
PXB, I'm still here. See, my radio just went, and while I was talking, it said channel mode, so it's definitely acting up strangely.
That's not good. I had another station here, gone. Go ahead and add him into the, I guess you could call it kind of a round table.
That probably is right. Not much, Daniel, not much. Hey, were you able to find that Kenwood?
At all. Not one little bit of a chance to look for it.
That's all right. I understand 100%. What you doing this weekend?
On that vehicle that I just got, because I need to be able to get it back up. I need to get that thing into running condition before it decides to rain again.
Do it quick because them 8 more showers are going to be coming.
I have a windshield I need to get changed out in it because the one that's in it now got hit by a tree limb. And I need to go by the DMV and get all my paperwork done to get it legal for the road, and I also have a missing cylinder as well. It is cylinder number 2. It is not firing. So I need to figure out why. But other than that, and we still have Lloyd in here as well, KO4PXV. Just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Just KO4WWC. Well, I can't hear him. I guess he's having trouble with his radio.
He is. He's, his radio's been acting up for him.
This is, Dalphane UV5R. Good boy.
Lots of radios around here, but I don't have a charger for it anymore.
You don't want to know what I have to say about Balfang.
It was a radio.
And he actually sounded pretty good to be talking on the Balfang. I wonder what kind of antenna he's running.
Also in Simpsonville, too, so he's got about 40 miles to reach the repeater.
2 watts.
Radio. So before you diss the radio, it's doing something.
Sure. I'm not going to discourage you. Dial phone are good radios, but just, I don't know, if you drop them, they can break easy. What are you up to?
Of course, it's my aunt in Pennsylvania.
Well, that sounds very nice. Very nice. Hey, I have a question. That cord you used to make your microphone longer. What's that called again?
Yeah, an Ethernet cable. That's all it is.
Hey, thank you. Okie dokie then. Well, I wish you luck on the car. I hope it turns out great.
That's why I bought it. I'm hoping that I can get it all squared away and running properly for under $1,000 other than the tires, because I'm going to have to buy tires for it, and that's going to put me definitely over the $1,000 mark.
Tires are ridiculously expensive right now.
Not much I can do about that. So I just got to deal with it, buy the bullet, spend money.
Need tires, so it ain't that
big a deal. Sometime I might have some that I can kind of sort of use, but they don't have much life left in them.
If you're looking for a good deal on tires, I might point you in a good direction. How often do you go through Liberty? There's this place called Whitaker Tires. And it's on literally Main Street in Liberty. If you're driving through downtown Liberty, it should be on the right. Jason Whitaker, he'll give you a really good deal if you just talk to him.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. There's also a tire guy that the people at my work know really well too. So, and I've known him for a long time. So. I'll see what I can do as far as tires go. I'm not going to buy really, really expensive tires like I did for my other Explorer. I'm just going to buy basically highway tires for driving back and forth to work, because this is a two-wheel drive vehicle, not four-wheel drive.
Sounds good. Sounds like maybe you need me to let you go. You sound kind of tired.
I'll be getting that way real quick.
Go ahead and take 7-3 and I'll let you get some rest. You really deserve it. You're a hardworking, pretty awesome guy, and you deserve your duty sleep. So this is KO4WWG, and I will be clear on your final.
I'm talking to your team there, and I appreciate that. I'll try not to let that go to my head. But I try hard, at least. Well, I'll let you later on down the log. You have a good one, Chandler. And take care out there. KO4WWZ, KJ4WZM, 73 to you.